Strange Adventure.
Jim Harrell and his friend Barry Hickman, a trapper, were sitting in Hickman's comfortable log cabin that overlooked the strait, conjuring up pleasant pictures of their boyhood days here in the Canadian wilds. Jim had tossed a log into the fireplace when a dust-covered curio upon the mantel drew his attention. He picked up a small, slender piece of bone that was carved in the form of an Indian totem.
And what is this, Barry? Some Indian good luck charm? In a way, it's the wing bone of an eagle. During the dry season, the Indians used to hollow out these bones and carry them on necklaces. They poked them down under the cedar roots and drew up the little pools of water that had collected there. Now, this bone belonged to a chief of a neighboring tribe who was captured and tortured to death by the local Indians. And one of the tortures he had to undergo was a slow, agonizing thirst. As he was dying, he shook his head so that the blue bead necklace and the wing bone rattled. And then he placed a curse on his enemies. And the Indians believe the curse has been pronounced from the spirit world, and the wing bone became a talisman in the home of the local chief here. During the dry season, a bowl of water was placed before it, and the water disappeared during the night.
Jim shuddered as he placed the magic bone upon the table near his bed. After Hickman had retired, Jim lay back on his bed watching the flame in the fireplace cast weird patterns of light and shadows about the room. During the night, he felt an overpowering force drawing him toward the kitchen. He felt suddenly thirsty and lifted a dipper of water from the bucket on the kitchen table. He took a swallow and was about to replace the dipper in the bucket when he felt that all was not right, as if some unseen hand were guiding his movements. Though there should be no draft in the room, he felt a whisper of a cool breeze against his cheek. He shivered slightly and, like a man in a trance, retraced his way to his bed, the half-filled dipper still in his hand. A patch of bright moonlight fell upon the small table. As he placed the dipper on the table, he saw the magic wing bone and thought of the strange story behind it. As he climbed into bed, he again felt the wisp of cool air. Then the strange obsession seemed to lift from his fogged brain. Jim was awakened the next morning by Hickman.
Morning, Barry. I'll get up right away.
Then Hickman walked over to the table near Jim's bed and picked up the dipper.
Say, did you use this last night? Oh, I must have. Yeah, during the night I seemed to have had a nightmare, in which I was very thirsty. Yeah, I remember filling the dipper and bringing it back in here. I put it on the table and then I went to sleep. Didn't wake up until just now.
Hickman turned the dipper upside down. It was empty. And the carved bone drinking tube was lying on the table, not covered with dust now, but clean, as if it had just been used. The trapper glanced down at the floor, and Jim followed his astonished gaze. Near the bed were three blue beads, apparently broken from an Indian necklace. This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to Handwriting of Murder, our next tale of
Strange Adventures.